You gotta let it grow up with you.
When Babe Ruth gave his farewell to baseball speech at Yankee Stadium in April of 1947, he inspired generations of future kids who dreamed of playing in the big show.
You gotta start from way down the bottom when you're 6 or 7 years of age.
It's a true, unique artifact from a unique player.
And now at the World of Little League Peter J. McGovern Museum in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, young and old at heart can see a piece of the Baltimore legend.
The uniform itself is gray, it's wool, it's trimmed in red, white, and blue.
Lance Van Auken is vice president and executive director of the museum and describes the 1934 uniform, one of only five in the world, worn by Babe Ruth in a 1934 tour of Japan. Considered to be one of the top 10 sports collectibles in the entire world.
And there's a patch on the left side of the chest that says All Americans with a U.S. shield on it. There's a entwined red, white, and blue U.S. on the left sleeve, and there's another U.S. shield on the right sleeve, and there's a red number 3 embroidered on the back.
The uniform is on a 2-year loan from an anonymous Texas family. It is said they bought it for more than $700,000 a number of years ago. One of the reasons this uniform, now sealed behind temperature-controlled 1-inch thick glass, is so valuable, mainly because it includes the pants and the socks.
Red, white, and blue stripes. You can actually see some of the clay stains still on the bottom of the stirrups, the kind of socks they used to wear back then.
And a wool baseball uniform was not the coolest thing to play in, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking in Japan it might have been pretty comfortable, but you know, back then this is wool uniform is what they used to wear, and it's the old style short pants like they used to have. The socks looked like they probably pulled up to about mid thigh on him, and you know, Babe Ruth was a pretty husky guy, so the seat in his pants, shall we say, is pretty full, which is probably where he got some of the power for his 500-foot home runs.
Also unique to this uniform, made by A.G. Spalding and Brothers, Babe's signature. More than 500,000 Japanese people saw the 18 games. That also included Connie Mack and Lou Gehrig.
One of the cases here is our pin collection. Pin trading is one of the biggest events here during the Little League World Series.
Adam Thompson welcomes more than 25,000 Little Leaguers and tourists from all over the world here in central Pennsylvania. He says one thing in common with everyone, they all know the Babe.
A lot of kids, no matter what the age, still know who Babe Ruth is. But I mean, if I were to say like a Major League Baseball player now, some of them would kind of look at me a little strange. But it's amazing how he's kind of lasted throughout this year, his name. You know, once they see it, they're pretty amazed by it because they can get the idea of the size of him as well.
The Babe Ruth exhibit is part of a $4 million renovation to the museum that overlooks Howard J. Lamadi Stadium, where they play the Little League World Series.
This is sort of the headquarters for 2.1 million players worldwide in 81 countries, and we're really proud to have it.
At the home of Little League Baseball in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, with an original Babe Ruth uniform, Phil Yakubuski, WBAL and WBAL.com.